This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, we've got so much going on. So many stories, so many things in the news that we could probably fill 5 hours with, but I'm not going to. No, I like having a little life of my own. What little there is, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. We have a live chat room up on therealside.com and or that Facebook feed, I guess, you know, live feed there as well you can get involved with. I want to get right to some of the crazy stories. I mean, I do mean some of the crazy stories that we have going on. The, I can't decide what I want to do. Let's go with the, here, this one's the best. So, you know, you always hear how bad the Republicans are, how bad they are at management, how bad they are at doing things. But, you know, the 10 worst states to live in for taxes, you might be surprised at who's running and what's going on there, right? So, if you really want to take a look, you really want to give, you've got to go check. Now, this was 2016, obviously. We haven't finished 17 yet. We've got some of the highest tax rates for people in the country. Now, this one shouldn't shock anybody. At least I hope not. California ranks number one. And getting worse. Because remember, this report was from 2016. In 2017, they've added a ton of taxes back on. And they don't care. State income tax is 1% on income up to 7,800 individual, 15,000 joint. 13% on income more than 1 million individual, 1,052,000 joint. I don't know how that makes a difference. So the effective income tax rate is like 3.5% or 5% if you joint. Average state and local taxes are actually, it says 8. In the report, it says it's 8.75, or almost 8.5. It's actually right now, as of July 1st, it was 9.25. Gas taxes at the time of this report were 38 cents per gallon. The national average is 30. It's actually going to go to 65 cents a gallon over the next 3 to 5 years. California tops the least friendly list, thanks to the combination of high income taxes, hefty taxes on purchases of gas. California's top income tax rate of 13.3% is the highest in the U.S., right? Still, a married couple who's earned income of $150,000 would pay about $7,500 a year in state taxes. They need to get a good accountant. So, let me see, what's the second? Hawaii. Number two is Hawaii. That's right. State income tax is 1.25%. That's up to $2,400 individual, $4,800 joint. Close to 9% on income tax for more than $48,000. You make that you make that little jump there, and all of a sudden it goes almost 9%. Isn't that great? They're 44 cents a gallon on a tax. Sales tax is almost 5%. They have the highest effective income tax rate of all 50 states. Only Washington, D.C. has a higher rate. Married couple with taxable income of $150,000 a year, two children, $5,000 in divided income and mortgage interest, and $10,000 would pay more than $9,300 a year in state income tax. It's a lot of money. But that, and remember, that doesn't include the forced medical insurance or the penalty for not having the medical insurance. Connecticut. Who runs Connecticut? Don't they have a Democrat governor? I just find this stuff interesting and amazing. The state income tax in Connecticut, 3% on income up to $10,000. 3% on, yeah. Look, I know we have state services. I know that, you know, that they need to pay for the services that we ask for, that we require, that we want, that we asked. And we've, in some cases, even voted on. But, I mean, when did we start, like, in California? These guys have gone on their minds. They're spending, and I know you hear it all the time, but they truly are spending like a bunch of drunk sailors in for a weekend pass. At some point in time, we've got to get this under control. People can't afford it. I know others would like to say it's not a problem, it's not an issue. Yes, we can afford it. No, they can't. When you're that strapped for dollars, every 10 cents helps. Every dollar helps. Every dollar is a big deal. When somebody's making between, you know, $20,000 and they got to pay a 7% tax rate, that's a lot of money. And on top of that, look at, you're getting taxed out of your paycheck. You're getting taxed when you go to the pump for car, for gasoline that you have to go to work to be able to pay that payroll tax that you get, and your property taxes and other taxes you have going on. And then on top of that, once you buy the gas, if you go inside, God forbid you buy something from the inside the store while you get gas, there's another, here in California, almost 10% in sales tax. So everything you do when you first leave the house in the morning, somewhere along the road, is another tax. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, 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 please be part of the conversation. No, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with us, whether you're on Facebook or whether you're on, you know, our website, where you're interacting with each other. You're interacting with us, anyway, and being part of that conversation. Because really, seriously, if you're not part of the conversation, if you're not learning, if you're not being part of the solution, if you would, then what's that all about? You really got to work you really have to work at being part of the solution. Doesn't just happen. Doesn't just fall in your lap. Seriously. Again, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were going through some of the most expensive, when it comes to taxes especially, some of the most expensive states to live in. They have the highest tax rates. Bernie Sanders' state comes in at number 8, which is Vermont. You know, they have an effective tax rate of 3.5%. Average sales tax is up over 6% and 31 cents per gallon for gas, which is, you know, amazing. Amazing why, you know, we pay all kinds of taxes to begin with, right? You buy tires, you pay a state and federal tax. That's to help rebuild the freeways, the roadways, whatever. But then you pay a gas tax. What for? To help you fix, rebuild the roadways. I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused. How much tax do you need to fix and rebuild the roadways, especially in areas where you're not doing the work? California, even though we're paying some of the highest taxes in the country, we've got some of the worst roads in the country. Our infrastructure is falling apart. And Jerry Brown has got 2 swipes at it to ruin it, is doing a great job at ruining it. You know, the tax dollars he inherited when he came here, there was a bundle of tax money to go ahead and fix the infrastructure. And then what happens? He decides we don't need to fix the infrastructure. And then, God. And then as it starts to fall apart, he blames the California citizens for not being willing to pay more taxes to fix things, but they really won't fix things. They're really paying more taxes for him to blow more money. And Illinois, this is great too. They're up at number 9. And their taxes are going up again. Why? Because the state's in a boatload of trouble. And, you know, with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, my God, he needs all the help he can get. Let's see. Rhode Island comes in at number 10. Rhode Island, that little state, number 10. Maybe they're overspending, right? Their sales tax is up over 7%. It's the second highest in the country. That little state. 34 cents a gallon when it comes to gasoline. And a poor couple that's beating its brains out to work together, it's almost 5% in income tax. So, I don't know, when do we start taking this stuff back? When we start pushing back on it? When we, you know, it doesn't seem like who we elect. None of those guys, I don't think any of those guys really care about lower taxes. Seriously. It doesn't seem like it anymore, because every time they get in, they scream about lower taxes, they scream about doing the right thing, but every time they get in, they don't do the right thing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Preschool teachers, I don't know if you knew this. Preschool teachers are causing children to be heterosexual, so says a new peer-reviewed paper. Maybe they're heterosexual because they're heterosexual. I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there. A recent research paper suggested that that preschool teachers, what does somebody sit down and say, there's too many girl and boy looking kids in that class, we need to do a study on this and fix it? When do these people decide something is just totally ridiculous? I mean, other than the fact that if you have somebody who solidly aligns with being a male and somebody who solidly aligns with being a female, and both of them were born that way, that makes them weird, according to this group. At least, that's what I hear. Now, a recent research paper suggests that preschool teachers are the reason most people identify as heterosexual. Right. Yeah, it has nothing to do with your DNA. It has nothing to do with, you know, how you were born. It only has to do, what if I didn't have a preschool teacher? Then what? Will I be confused? Reproducing and disrupting heteronormative gendered sexual socialization in preschool classrooms, published last month in the Journal of Sociology of Education, is based on the sociology researcher's observation of 9 different preschool classrooms over the course of 10 months. Well, yeah, that would do it. Heidi Ganson, a University of Michigan doctoral student whose research interests include gender and sexuality in childhood, concludes that preschool teachers are both constructing and disrupting gendered sexuality in multiple ways. She goes on to say that heteronormativity permeates these it permeates these classrooms to such an extent that preschoolers learn that boys have gendered power over girls' bodies. Right. That's what they're teaching in preschool. What's that?
What does that mean?
Gendered power? That means because I am a boy and I've got certain parts, that means I have more power than a girl? And wouldn't it be kind of biased if a quote-unquote female did the study? How do we know where she comes from? We don't know what she feels. We don't know what she went through when she was a child. Paper was publicized by the Twitter account New Real Peer Review, which highlights peer-reviewed research papers it considers outlandish. Now, Ganson studied 3 Michigan schools whose early childhood programs demonstrate quality in almost all categories measured by the state's Great Start to Quality system. The groups she researched spanned across white and non-white children from middle to lower class. She wrote that teachers affect preschoolers' gendered sexuality by actively promoting or encouraging heterosexual discourse and practices. You're facilitating it. And they sanction them. What else are you supposed to do with these kids? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't go far. Seriously. Stay with us. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At
Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back.
I got a nighttime
chance. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, please make sure it's American-made. Go out of your way to make sure it's American-made. Go out of your way to make sure that you're helping Americans keep their jobs. How's that? That's so hard? I don't think so. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855... God, when you don't think the stories can get any crazier, they do. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want, head over to Facebook as well. We got a live feed going on there where you have a live chat room. You have all kinds of good, well, live video and all kinds of good stuff going on there as well. We're talking about how, in a recent article, the preschool teachers are the cause of children's heterosexuality. Preschool teachers are making heterosexuality normal. Because kids don't have enough to deal with. Let's confuse them about sex. So seriously, I know a lot of you are going to get mad at me about this. I know some of you little trolls that listen. But here's the reality. You know, it's just like somebody I was talking to it today. And you know what? I have respect for every human being. Every human being deserves respect. But you've got absolutely none, absolutely no scientific evidence, no studies, no anything to prove that there's a multitude of sexes, a multitude of genders. You got none. It's all based on what you believe. So how do you call me abnormal because I believe in a God that you say there's no scientific proof of, yet you could do the same thing. You're considered normal, and I'm whacked. It's because you're disingenuous that you're not getting, and that you're not getting any credit here, and you don't have the buy-in by the majority of Americans. You just have a majority of Americans that don't want the aggravation. You have a majority of Americans that just don't want to have to deal with your craziness at times. So they'll just say yes to anything you say just to get you off the phone. So this female professor who has studied this, right, she has decided, according to her research, that it's the preschool teachers that are genderizing these kids. No, actually, it's the X and Y chromosome that are genderizing these kids. If you got, you know, and listen, if you don't like the term male and female, how about the term X and Y? Well, how about that? Because you can't get away from those. Those don't change. You know, and when they say a male gave birth, it is impossible. Scientifically, from a biological standpoint, it is impossible for as what we've now deemed as a male, give it a different name if you want to give birth. Impossible. You can identify as one, but you're not giving birth as a male. All right. Anyway, she wrote that teachers affect preschoolers' gendered sexuality by actively promoting or encouraging heterosexual discourse or practices, sanctioning them, if you would, being restrictive, acknowledging or accepting counter performance of sexuality, and ignoring sexualized behaviors without punishing children. Wow. And one preschool, in one preschool with the relatively inexperienced teachers, 1 to 3 years, Ganser found they took more facilitative approaches, encouraging 2-year-old children to have crushes, boyfriends, and girlfriends, even kiss one another. One asked a girl she wanted a kiss from a boy the teacher thought liked her, even though the boy wasn't able to ask and did not articulate the request to kiss Alexis on his own. Now, she finds that problematic in a 2-year-old. But doesn't find it problematic that a 2-year-old can express that it wants to be, a 2-year-old male can express that it wants to be a 2-year-old female. I want to be like her. And all of a sudden that means they're transgender. Do you see the hypocrisy here? The craziness between the two? But you and I, let them get away with it. Why aren't more at you at these schools making noise? They come after me all the time. As a school board member, they come after me all the time for just having these thoughts. Now, I've done nothing to stop these kids getting their way or transgender teachers or others. I can't. It's illegal. But you as parents can slow it down. You as parents can come in and speak to these kind of things. They don't play by the same rules. They intimidate you. Don't let them do it. They often ask girls where their husband was, with one set of teachers even chatting amongst themselves about how a particular boy and girl in their class would be the spaciest couple ever. What the heck does that mean? One teacher who was about to get married told a girl who wore a dress to class one day that she was practicing for her own wedding. However, if the two children of same sex were holding hands or engaging in the same behaviors as the opposite sex couples, the teachers had... invented, the teachers wouldn't actively encourage them to be in a relationship. So you want to, now, little girls hold hands all the time. Older girls hold hands all the time. Girls dance together. A lot of times in the 70s, the girls would dance because the boys wouldn't. My grandmother and my aunt used to walk down the street holding hands. What did that mean? Now today, right away, you say, see, they have lesbian tendencies. No, it's just being caring with each other. It's a term of endearment, if you would. It's a term of just caring and love. The study cited multiple incidents that seemed to stunt children from fully exploring gender roles. Listen, lady, at 2 and 3, there is no fully exploring gender roles. There are normalities to what those kids are feeling and doing and working and seeing or interpreting, if you would. She went on to say, most prominently, when the children played house, the girls in the class would often get into arguments about who could play the role of mom. Why has that been? Because someday she's going to be a mom. Right? In most cases. Not all. But in most cases, well, this may seem normal to a lay person, right, because only educated people can screw this up. Gantz specifies that not once did the teachers in two of the three observed schools suggest that it was appropriate for the girls to play the dad. Well, how can you play the dad when the dad is a male role? See, would you believe a male or female? Which is it? You want them to swap roles, but they can't. Because of what the definition of a dad and or a mom is. Now, what upset her the most was there was one young girl who actually had lesbian parents. Okay. And? I'm just curious. So what does that mean? That mean you have to go out of your way to make sure that she is somehow accommodated? I'm just curious. How about if you only had one parent? How do you make sure that child doesn't feel bad about themselves? And the other thing that upset her was that when a girl asked to play dad, the other girls said no. But the children really had to say no because no one actually ever really asked. Look how deep they have to go. Look how many backflips they have to do to try to make this work. And then if any group comes out, scientific group, comes out with a study, you know, 180 degrees from this, you're going to see all kinds of screaming. They'll be marching in the streets, protests, signs being burned. The gender scholar also found it notable that the teachers in all three schools policed the girls when they exposed their bodies, but ignored or failed to reprimand boys when they did the same. These are sexualized behaviors. Sure, because when you get older, especially if you're a 16-year-old boy, when I take my shirt off, I want to make sure the 16-year-old girl takes her shirt off and is jumping all around the place on the basketball courts. So we're not to have any kind of modesty. We're not to none of that, right? Gantz's website says that she received an outstanding graduate student award from the American Sociological Association for her paper, which was taken from her dissertation. She did not respond to multiple requests for comments via phone or email in late July. All right, I'm done with this. If you don't get involved in your school's people, if you don't get actively involved, this is the stuff that your kids have to put up with. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sign on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time the you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know there's so many other things. There are so many other programs you could be listening to. You've tuned into us. You're active up in the chat room, which tells me that not only are you paying attention, but you're engaging. So if you're engaging, that means you have to have some facts, right? I hope you have some facts. Because if you don't have some facts, there are smarter people than I in that chat room that will probably take you to task. And I would be on their side, and I would think that was great. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. And there is, you know, our kids are up against so much. Seriously. They got so much going on in school, you know. We're so, especially in California, they are so bent on making sure that your kids don't have any kind of foundation, anything real to deal with. Even to the point, you know, now they're going to tell you there are absolutely no genders, no way, no how. But you know, let's continue to be 47th in math. You know, I mean, internationally, let's make sure that our kids, though They can tell you all different 79 different gender identities. They can't do simple math. You're on fan? So here, this one should make you a little sick. You know, we talked earlier about what went on in North Korea, World War II, and all that other fun stuff. But I would like to hear from our young people, really seriously, what they know about World War II. I'm just asking. Let's check it out.
We're testing your World War II knowledge.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
World War II. Ever hear of it?
No.
No?
Did you hear that? Hey, World War II, let's talk about it. You ever heard of that? No.
Never heard of World War II?
No.
Who were the two teams in World War II? Which were the sides?
Allies.
Yeah, write that down. Just because you might not have learned that in school. Allies were the team A, I guess, or side one. I don't know.
I don't know.
Shoot. George Bush versus Saddam, whatever his name is.
Saddam, whatever his name. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he was quite a foe.
I don't know.
There you go. That's World War II.
For real?
No, not even close. Who was fighting who?
Us.
Who were the Axis?
Hitler?
Of course Hitler, right? Of course Hitler.
No, don't say, of course, Hitler. We've done shows where young people didn't know who Hitler was. Matter of fact, we've done shows where they thought Hitler was a good guy. Because they're not learning this stuff properly in school.
Germany, Soviets.
Hitler, baby, Hitler!
Who's Hitler?
Ring a bell?
No!
You don't even know who Hitler is? The bad dude with the little mustache.
Oh, yeah!
We need a picture. No, seriously, we need a picture. They didn't, have they not learned? Or, I'd love to go sit in on a history class when they're talking about World War II. The origins of World War II. Or World War I, for that matter. Man, think about this. So they probably, if they don't know about World War II, they don't know anything about the Korean War, they don't know anything about the Vietnam War, they don't know anything about World War I. They can't.
I see that,
A lot of people we've been talking to today have no recollection of who was even fighting in World War II, what was at stake. They don't know any of it already. What does that say?
They're idiots.
Well, I hate to say it, but most...
You know, I'm going to jump in on him there. Again, I go back to, are you checking out what your young people are learning? I'm just curious. Are you checking out what your young people have learned in history, in science, in math? It may be over your head, but you'll be able to tell whether they're telling you the truth or not. When it comes to history, I hope to God that when it comes to history, they're not going over your head. Seriously. You know, David Fisher has got an offer for our people. Take a listen. David Fisher joins me again. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And instead of David always asking for you to give him a call, he's going to give you something in return for your phone call. I mean, the phone call's free to begin with. The information is worth a lot of money. Now he's going to do something even better for you. David, what is that?
Actually, Joe, for your listeners, I have two free giveaways. Let's talk about the first one for a second. If a person calls my company and chooses to invest $25,000 or greater, either through their IRA, and by the way, they can take physical possession of that metals, we have information on that, or they do it over the counter, which has nothing to do with retirements, $25,000 or greater, they're going to get 10 free ounces of silver from our company as a thank you gift for working with us. That's between now and the trade must be replaced by September 29th, the last trading day of that month. So you have some time to call, get some information, read through it, get some questions answered. And if you don't want to get started, either way, you do that between now and September 29th, you're going to get your metals plus 10 free ounces of silver as an added incentive to help you get your money protected. That's the first giveaway. Sounds pretty good, don't you?
I like that. I was actually thinking that maybe you could send them 5 ounces and send the other 5 ounces over to Joe Messina. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there. We'll see.
You sound like an Italian.
I want my part of the pie. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
If you call Landmark Capital today, or you go to our website, here's the second giveaway. The website is landmarkgold.com, and you sign up for our free newsletter, which is coming out in a couple days now, called Reactive Instead of Proactive Equals Destructive. And enter your comments on our website. There's a little section there. Why you think owning precious metals is important to you. You have to do both. Then you're going to be entered into a free drawing for 10 free ounces of silver. And we're going to actually do the drawing on your radio program on the week of August 14th.
Oh.
So you only can, so it's going to be no games. Oh, they're just trying to get my name and word. And they're not going to really give a free drawing. No, we're going to have a free drawing, and it's going to be the winner will be announced. I'm not going to announce, you know, where they live or any of that. Just the name of the person. We'll contact them and get that 10 free ounces of silver sent out to them for them, you know, participating in the free giveaway drawing and giving their comments on why a person needs to have gold or silver in their portfolio. And you only can enter once in this drawing. So you can't enter. I'm going to enter 10 times under 10 different names and all that.
David Fisher joins me again. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And instead of David always asking.
15th. Oh. So you only can, so it's going to be no games. Oh, they're just trying to get my name and word. And they're not going to really give a free drawing. No, we're going to have a free drawing, and it's going to be the winner will be announced. I'm not going to announce, you know, where they live or any of that. Just the name of the person. We'll contact them and get that 10 free ounces of silver sent out to them for them, you know, participating in the free giveaway drawing and giving their comments on why a person needs to have gold or silver in their portfolio. And you only can enter once in this drawing. So you can't enter. I'm going to enter 10 times under 10 different names and all that. None of that. Just come on, let's be honest here. So we're trying to help people get the word out because gold and silver, in my opinion, is getting ready to make a big move. And we want to help people out. I believe in America. I believe in America is made of people, not brick and mortar, but people. And this will help people get their money protected.
David, I always appreciate what you do for my listeners. I always appreciate you and putting the information in plain, simple, sixth grade English that even I can understand. But thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome, Joe. Thank you.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
As Christians, we are called to be vigilant and to stand by our beliefs. Well, PGI is committed to defending these rights and beliefs. As a nonprofit legal defense organization with a network of affiliate attorneys across the nation, we will fight for and defend your religious freedoms, parents' rights, and other civil liberties, all without charge. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
You know, I haven't had him on for a while. We got to bring him back on. But Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, he travels, him and his law firm, lawyers that they have in places all across the country, will fight for your rights. We'll fight for your rights at the school level, at the education level, where I tell you always to be involved. Be part of the process. Know when your school, you know, I used to say this all the time. It's just that I don't have a whole bunch of time to talk anymore. So if find something that turns you on. Find your passion when it comes to your civic duties, whether it's education, city council, or anything along those lines. And go to the board meetings. Find out what's going on. Find out who you can help, where you can help. Make sure that you help people get elected that truly are on the same page as you, that truly want the same things that you want, that are willing to fight. You know, if you help them get in and they don't fight, they don't do what you ask them to do, get rid of them. Vote them out. Work for somebody else. We have been, as Republicans, we get stomped on a regular basis. We get people that are, you know, holier than thou, like they are on Sunday, and they work like the devil the other 6 days a week, or they act like. So hold their feet to the fire. It starts locally, people. It all starts locally. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here Monday with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Always like to be an equal opportunity irritator. And then we're back on Monday. Hopefully you'll be here with us. God bless. Have a great weekend.